Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve today. Now, have you ever tried bungee jumping? 你有试过高空弹跳吗? It is quite exciting and very scary. I've never felt anything like it before. Have you ever wondered where anyone ever got the crazy idea for bungee jumping? 高空弹跳这个 idea 是从哪里来的?It's kind of crazy, right? Well, the name of today's lesson is land diving. Yes, there is an activity even crazier than bungee jumping, and it's not just a sport to do for fun. Today, we will travel to Pentecost Island, an island just east of Australia in the South Pacific Ocean. And here's a question for you to think about, okay? 注意听。Where is the land diving tower built? Where is the land diving tower built? Friends, I know you can find the answer in the first section of our lesson. Open up your magazine and let's begin.
Land diving. Men in Vanuatu test their courage.Just outside the jungle, a crowd gathers around a wooden tower built on a steep hill. A young man climbs up the rickety structure to a platform and ties vines around his ankles and legs. Then he leaps off the tower head first. Just before he crashes to the ground, the vines go taut and his shoulders brush the earth.The crowd cheers as his friends run up to untie his feet, and another man begins climbing the tower.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 rickety 这个形容词。Rickety 是指摇摇晃晃的、不结实的，或者是快要散开来的。例如 the stairway to the attic looks a bit rickety. 通到阁楼上的楼梯看起来有点摇摇晃晃的。或者是 we hid in a rickety old cabin and waited for the snowstorm to calm down. 我们躲在一间摇摇欲坠的小木屋里等着暴风雪平静下来。Rickety 也可以用在比喻，是指不稳定的。例如 the failure of the new product struck the company's rickety financial status.新产品的失败让公司不稳定的财务状况遭受打击。继续我们看 taut 这个形容词 ,au 在这里是发 aw 的音念成 taut。taut 是指绷紧的或者是拉紧的。例如 ,after the housekeeper tucked the edges of the sheet under the mattress, the sheet was very taut. 当管家把床单边缘塞到床垫下之后床单就绷得很紧实了。或者是 ,when your muscles are taut,They are easily hurt. 当你的肌肉很紧绷的时候就很容易受伤。或者是 the teacher's face was taut and gray when she found out her kids had cheated on the test. 当老师发现他的学生考试作弊的时候脸色既紧绷又沉重。
From when you went bungee jumping, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was very, very, very scary because we jumped off a bridge.
Yeah, in Taoyuan.
In Taoyuan. How could I forget?
But wasn't it kind of exciting?
It was exciting after we finished. Uh-huh. After we finished, I was like, wow, I actually did that. But I remember climbing up on that bridge and I made a mistake.
What mistake?
I turned around and I looked down. Don't do that, friends.
Yeah, that'll scare you for sure. You will not want to jump or go bungee jumping if you look down and see how far you have to go.You know, Rebecca, mm-hmm. I thought it was really fun and really exciting to go bungee jumping, but I will never forget that feeling because when I started to go back, I just didn't want to, I regretted it.
You regretted it.
Yeah, you can see it on my face in those photos.
Yes. You mean when you were falling backwards after, you jumped off the bridge?
I was like, no, please.
And then at that point, Gabe, at that point, it was too late.
It was too late. You know, I really thought the bungee was going to break, too, because my weight was right at the limit. I think they won't let you go over 90 kilograms, And I, with all the equipment, I was at about 90 kilograms. So I was like, oh, I'm going to die.
Ooh, that's scary. Well, you know something, Gabe? Mm-hmm. On our drive up to Taoyuan, mm-hmm. one of the other girls, one of our other friends, she and I were in the back seat of the car watching videos of people who had gone bungee jumping, uh-huh. but then their ropes broke.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was really dumb.
Yeah, don't watch Mm-mm. those kind of movies before you go bungee jumping. Well, friends, we're learning about something very similar, and that is land diving. Okay, so actually land diving inspired bungee jumping, but land diving, where did this take place? In a place called Vanuatu. And let's just see what Vanuatu looks like. This looks like a nice place. I would like to go here to go to the beach.
It looks beautiful. Oh, I would love to go there too. Vanuatu. Well, you know something? In our lesson right at the beginning, we learned something interesting about the men in Vanuatu. Men in Vanuatu test their courage. What does that mean?
Okay, well, this is a good phrase to test something that you have, okay? So you think you have courage. Well, how can you prove it? You need to test it to see exactly how much courage you have. So you could test your courage. There are other things that you can test. Of course, maybe if you're in school, maybe you've taken an IQ test before. You need to test your IQ.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you can test your strength. Let's say that, here's an example. When I moved into my new house, we got this couch. And we had to carry this couch, my roommates and I. And it definitely tested my strength.
You know,
because
friends,
it was pretty heavy.
This is, okay, the examples that we're sharing, whether mm-hmm. you're testing your courage or testing your strength, actually, it's not sitting down and writing with a pen on a piece of paper. It's not that kind of test, right? So if you test your strength, you're finding out exactly how much strength you have. So, Rebecca, when you tested your strength, what did you find out? Are you strong enough?
I found out that I couldn't carry the couch by myself, mm-hmm. and I needed other people to help.
Ah, mm-hmm. okay.
Yes, actually, we needed several other people to help us move this couch.
Well, it sounds like a heavy couch, and it sounds like this couch was maybe testing your patience and the patience of all of you.
Indeed, it definitely did test our strength and our patience, and it was difficult to get it through the door. Well, anyway, we're talking about these men and how their courage is being tested. Well, we read, just outside the jungle, a crowd gathers around a wooden tower built on a steep hill. A young man climbs up the rickety structure to a platform and ties vines around his ankles and legs. This sounds very scary. Rickety?
Exactly. It's not stable. It's the opposite of being stable, right? It's a very rickety structure. This reminds me of a ride at Disneyland called Thunder Mountain. It's a very stable ride, but when you're on it, it seems very rickety, like it might just fall apart. So you just saw this structure. Now, I want to take a look at someone jumping off head first, okay? Then he leaps off the tower head first. Just before he crashes to the ground, the vines go taut and his shoulders brush the earth. Okay, so do we have that? Do we have that photo? Yes, right there. Rebecca, how would you like to be this guy?
Definitely not. It actually sounds like something from a fairy tale.
Fairy tale?
Fairy tale, yes.
What?
Okay, Gabe, we need to learn more about fairy tales uh-huh. in the Info Cloud.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Info Cloud. I'm Ken.
And I'm Carolyn. Today, we are going to talk about stories.
That's right. Hey, Carolyn, do you like fairy tales?
Yes, I read a lot of fairy tales growing up. I think my favorite was Snow White and the Seven Dwarves.
Ah, that's a good one. Now, to be considered a fairy tale, a story needs a few basic elements. First, fairy tales need a good guy and a bad guy.
Ken, that sounds like just about
every story ever written.
Well, fairy tales also need a fantasy character, like a fairy, witch, goblin, troll, mermaid, giant, elf.
Or dwarves. So fairy tales have a good guy, a bad guy, a fantasy character, and a happy ending.
Right. This type of story often begins with the line, "Once upon a time," and ends with, "And they lived happily ever after."
But the things that happen between those two lines can be very exciting and a bit unbelievable. I don't know of any real princes that have battled against a dragon.
Neither do I. Fairy tales can also teach a moral lesson, like work hard to achieve your dreams, or the importance of being kind even when other people aren't nice to you.
Maybe you didn't notice the moral lesson if you read the fairy tale when you were a child. So try thinking about what lesson your favorite fairy tale may have been trying to teach you.
不知道你喜不喜欢听故事？其实自古以来，人类就用口耳相传的方式把好听的故事保存下来。有一种类型的故事叫做 fairy tale。fairy 是仙子 ，fairy tale 其实就是童话故事。像 Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs， 白雪公主就是个典型的 fairy tale。童话故事一定会有超自然的人物，例如会说话的动物、精灵、巨人、巫婆，当然也有可能会有 fairy。而 fairy tale 有一个传统的开场，那就是 once upon a time， 很久很久以前。那传统的结尾又是什么呢？ And they lived happily ever after， 从此以后他们就过着快乐的日子。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次再关键。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Friends, how would you like to go land diving? You need to climb up a rickety structure to a platform, tie your legs with vines, and then jump off. It's as simple as that. Friends, let's learn more about this crazy activity.
Land diving. This is a Nangal ritual, also called land diving, an ancient tradition of the tribes on Pentecost Island. The mountainous island is part of Vanuatu, an island nation in the South Pacific. Traditionally, if a diver touched the ground with his shoulders, this was believed to ensure a good yam harvest. Now the ritual has become a rite of passage. When a boy jumps for the first time, his mother throws away an item from his childhood, showing he has entered adulthood. Women and young children are not allowed to dive, but almost any male can participate.
OK， 接下来我们看 ritual 这个名词，注意 T 在这里是发音念成 ritual。ritual 在这里是指仪式或风俗习惯，例如 wearing a white wedding gown is a Western wedding ritual， 穿白纱礼服是西方婚礼的传统风俗，或者是 giving lucky money to children is one of the Chinese New Year's rituals， 给孩子们压岁钱是中国人新年的习俗之一。ritual 也指例行公事。例如 reading the Bible and praying is part of Sam's morning ritual. 读圣经和祷告是 Sam 早上例行公事的一部分。最后我们看的是 rite of passage 这个名词。rite 在这里也是指仪式、礼仪或者是惯例。passage 是指通道、通过或者旅程。所以 rite of passage 是指成人礼或者是透过某种考验来证明身份的仪式。例如 getting a facial tattoo is a rite of passage for males in this Aboriginal tribe. 在脸上刺青是这个原住民部落的男子成人礼，或者是 having your own vehicle is perceived as a rite of passage for many American teenagers. 对许多美国的青少年而言，拥有自己的车子可以说是一种成年礼。And now let's get back to our teachers.
So earlier, we were describing something called land diving, and this is a special ritual. Well, let's jump down a couple of sentences where we read, traditionally, if a diver touched the ground with his shoulders, this was believed to ensure a good yam harvest. Now, you see this word, to ensure.This just means that you make certain that something will happen. For example, this fence around the house will ensure that your dog won't get out.
Very good. Okay, so people, if they touch their shoulders to the ground, I guess they believe this ensures a good yam harvest. Let's continue here. Now the ritual has become a rite of passage. When a boy jumps for the first time, his mother throws away an item from his childhood,showing he has entered adulthood. Let's talk about several different words or phrases that mean to throw away. Of course, you know, to throw away means to throw away. You're getting rid of it. You're putting it in the trash.
There you go. And you can also use the word to discard. If you want to get rid of something or put it in the trash, you could say you discarded that item.
Now, another phrase is to throw out. That means to throw away. I'm going to throw out this banana peel.
And you know that word trash? That's right, it can also be used as a verb. I'm going to trash this banana peel.
Now, I really like another phrase, to get rid of something. And you could use this for abstract things like a bad attitude. Get rid of that bad attitude.
Ah, excellent. Well, these are some great phrases for you to know, so practice them. Well, right now it's time for a challenge. It's time for the
SC Challenge.
Yes. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, that is crazy. Friends, for today's SC Challenge, yes, we are learning about land diving. And Tim and I were just watching a video about land diving. Tim, would you want to try land diving?
It looks too scary. I don't think I would have the courage to jump.
Yeah, me neither. Well, thankfully, even if we went to visit Pentecost Island, I don't think they would let us jump. Unless you would want to try when you were there.
No, thanks.
Well, I was imagining you wearing what they wear. Anyway, let's get started with some questions about land diving. Number one, where is the land diving tower built? You know the answer?
On some ground.
Oh, yep, very good. Hold on a second. More specifically, A.
Okay.
On a building. B. On a steep hill. C.In an old house.
On a steep hill.
Genius. Next. Okay.
I read the article.
You read the article. Number two. How does the land diver leap from the tower?
He jumps.
Yeah, he jumps. Very good. Yeah, he dives. Hold on. A, like an eagle about to fly. B, like a baby horse being born. Or C, head first.
Head first like an eagle.
Head first like an eagle. Okay, yeah, maybe he hopes to be like an eagle, but
yeah,
he doesn't end up flying away.
So C, head first.
Exactly, very nice job. Okay, number three, according to tradition, if a diver touched the ground with his shoulders, this would ensure a good blank harvest. So it's a kind of vegetable or vegetation of some kind, right? Okay, A, yam.B, tomato,
Ooh,
or
like
C,
tomato.
Stinky tofu.
I'm tempted to say stinky tofu, because I really want some stinky tofu.
Really?
But I think it's yam.
I think yam is correct.
Yeah!
Nice job, Tim. 3-3. All right, you sure you don't want to go land diving?
I don't know.
You seem to know a lot about it.
I'll go bungee jumping.
All right, next time.Friends, thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you next time for the SC Challenge. But right now, it is
Twin Time.
Hello, everyone. It's great to see you again. I'm Serena.
And I'm Christina.
Do you know what time it is? That's right. It's time to review today's lesson. We'll show you four words that appear in today's lesson. We have three sentences for you, and they all have a missing word. It's your job to fill in the blank with the correct word. Here are your choices. Adulthood, vine, mountainous, and ritual. Okay, the first sentence is, a lion's life cycle includes birth, youth, and... I think you can figure this one out pretty easily. Yes, that's right. A lion's life cycle includes birth, youth, and adulthood. Adulthood is when someone becomes an adult. You know, Christina, in England, you legally reach adulthood at age 18. Really? I did not know that. Okay, here's the next one. My family has a Saturday night of eating pizza for dinner. Do you know the answer, Serena?
I sure do.
The answer is ritual. My family has a Saturday night ritual of eating pizza for dinner. A ritual is a ceremony or action performed in the same way. It can also mark an important religious or social occasion. Do you have any daily rituals? What about you, Serena? Actually, I do have a morning ritual, which means I do this every day as part of my morning. I wake up and drink a warm glass of lemon water. That is a great way to start off your morning. Okay, here's our last sentence for today. The northern part of the country is very flat, but the southern part is very... I think our friends know the answer to this one. The northern part of the country is very flat, but the southern part is very mountainous. Mountainous means having a lot of mountains. Well, our time is up. You all did an excellent job today. We hope you can join us again next time on
Twin Time.
So Gabe, what do you think about land diving?
Oh my goodness, Rebecca, those videos of land diving on YouTube are crazy.
Yeah, they're very crazy.
Yeah, I would like to go see somebody else go land diving. But I don't, I'm okay doing bungee jumping, not land diving.
Yeah, I don't think that I'm interested in doing land diving either. Well, friends, thank you for joining us today, and we have more for you tomorrow about land diving right here on
Studio Classroom.